I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Irma was the first Category 5 storm to make landfall in Cuba in over 80 years. 10 people were killed and over 4,000 homes in the capital city alone were damaged. Rosa Contreras-Hart with Christian Aid Mission says they're already working with an indigenous ministry partner in Cuba to mobilize relief efforts.
They would like to provide emergency aid to victims of the Hurricane Irma, such as water, cooking oil, rice, non-perishable food, and biblical pamphlets. In the weeks to come, the ministry also plans to deliver mattresses, wood for reconstructing houses, and roof tiles.
As they support the church's outreach efforts in Cuba, would you come alongside them in prayer and giving? The link to help is at missionnews.org. And the reality for thousands of years has been this. Bible translation is an ongoing work in progress. But what if that changed? And what if you could help make it happen? Bob Creason, president of Wycliffe USA, says they're joining an initiative with several translation agencies to consolidate the translation projects.
Illuminations was designed to give people an opportunity to see what's going on in the Bible translation world, which, number one, what they would see is all these Bible translation organizations working in partnership. And secondly, what the resource needs would be, the financial needs, and invite them to participate in something that really is historic.
By 2033, they want to see translation projects completed in every language. It's an audacious goal and one that requires teamwork. And that includes you. For details on Illuminations, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope, and it lets you glimpse inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.